Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
It's Dan Fogelberg, Raiders back, the late great Dan Fogelberg. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Have a great visit with our good friend Jeffrey Zabar, celebrating his 17th anniversary as a great member of our Brain Trust. Jeffrey, thanks again. Thanks for 17 great years. You're looking for a, and by the way, chiefhomeofficer.com and gotwords.com, right, Jeff?
Absolutely.
So check those out. You'll be glad you did. You're looking for a laptop, and we're talking about what are your options. You're a Chromebooks guy. You've got a Chromebook.
Right.
And why wouldn't you just buy another Chromebook?
Well, it's a debate, because Chromebooks are great.
And by the way, his Chromebook died, so go ahead.
Yeah, my Chromebook, the operating system, failed on it.
How long did it last?
Excuse me?
How long did it last?
I got about 2.5. Now, mechanically, it didn't die. The operating system on it, the Chrome operating system, failed, and I've been having problems, you know, resetting it.
Did you lose any information? You didn't lose any information because it's all in the cloud, isn't it?
It's all in the cloud. I mean,
you don't have a hard drive. You don't need a hard drive. You just got to have. But
well, there
you
is
have
a hard drive. Most Chromebooks today come with like a 16-gigabyte hard drive. Hard drive, and then they have either 2 or 4 gigabytes of RAM, sort of the memory that powers up when you turn on the computer.
Does it
and
have
loses
USB?
All the data when you power down.
Does it have USB?
It has USB.
So you could dump it off to a larger drive.
Yeah, exactly. So yeah. And I can share it. And of course, you know, you have what they call the Google Drive, which is your cloud based drive, which is right. Where all your content typically is stored. So that if your, you know, computer gets stolen, if it gets dropped in the drink, if it falls, if whatever, you move to a new computer, it crashes. Most, you know, there is stuff that you download. Okay, so I do have some photos on there, but I have downloaded them, so they are out there in the cloud as well. My debate is whether I go with another Chromebook, which I can get for less than $300.
Right.
It's fast, it's simple, it's not as robust as a PC or an Apple, you know, like a MacBook, because you can't download traditional software to it. You're using Google.
You're limited to the Google environment.
Exactly. They're efficient,
has it cost you anything? Have you missed anything by not having that capability?
No, not really. It's a learning curve.
Yeah.
So, and I had it. I had a conversation.
You've been a Google adopter since the beginning.
I got my Gmail account.
You use their mail. You were using their office suite in the cloud day one, basically.
Yeah, I mean, it's probably been 7 years that I've had a Gmail account, and I pay for additional storage, and which is like $2 a month, and I get 100 gigabytes of storage.
What would a comparable Mac unit cost you?
A comparable Mac. Now, it's not truly comparable, but the entry level Mac is going to cost you $900.
Yeah.
So, and an entry level Chromebook is going to cost you $200 to $250.
Right.
You can find them cheap online, or you could spend up to $500-$700, depending on how whiz bang you want it to be. But it doesn't need to be that robust. And then a comparable PC is going to cost you $500 to $700 at least range, or more. You know, a traditional Windows PC. Mm-hmm. So. My debate truly boils down to, do I want Mac or do I want Chromebook? I mean, I'm angling toward Chromebook, but everything you do on a Chromebook, you know, once you're on the internet with a Mac or with a PC, you launch your Chrome browser.
Can you use all the Chrome capability on a PC?
Yeah.
Everything you do on your Chromebook, you can do on a PC, right?
Because it's all internet, browser-based.
Yeah.
Because you're in the cloud.
So the question is, do I spend another $400 or $500 to be able to bring in other parts of the technology, other programs?
So, you know, there are certain things that Chrome won't be as robust. So, if for example, I'm a writer. So, if I'm used to working in Microsoft Word, I can't use that on a Chromebook. Okay, they have Google Docs.
Right.
Docs is their comparable product.
What about customers? See, that was one of the reasons why I moved from Mac to PC, was because all my customers had PCs, and they want me to interface with them, you know, using the same technology.
Right. I've never had an issue.
So if you send somebody a file, is it a Google file?
Well, actually, what happens is when I work in Google Docs, I'm working as a Google Doc. If I want to email it to somebody, it offers me different formats
so
to email it as, one
Word,
of which is Word.
If you sent to me as Word, yeah.
I can send it to you as a Word doc.
Yeah, so if I sent you something to edit for me and it's a Word file, you'd have to convert it to a Google file?
I click a window, or a drop-down menu, it says open as a Google Doc or open as in Docs. It opens it up. If you've used track changes, if anyone uses track changes, it opens up with track changes with comments, and then I can put my own track changes in there. Mm-hmm. I can use it. It sounds robust. It has certain limitations.
How about security? How secure is it?
It's as secure as Google. So if you trust, and I trust Google, because also I love Google because, you know, when I log in for the first time on a computer that I've not used before, mm-hmm. I've enabled two-step authentication, which we've spoken about mm-hmm. before, where it sends a password.
Do you have to have a separate security system?
Nope. Your Google ID, the Google ID I use for my Gmail
You don't have to buy any kind of McAfee or anything like that?
No, you don't. Yeah, and I typically don't because any email, if anyone who uses Gmail, when they download when they download something, it says, you know, scanning for virus.
So I got to wrap it up. What are you going to do? What's your decision?
I'll tell you. How about in 2 weeks we have the conversation? I'll let you
know. I'm tired of this. I don't want to talk about this in 2 weeks.
This is a cliffhanger. No, I'll just let you know.
Okay.
It's probably going to be a Chromebook.
I'll give you 30 seconds in 2 weeks.
There you go.
Tell us about it. All right. Thanks for the tour. Good job on the report.
It's great. Thanks, Jim.
Jeffrey Zabar, ladies and gentlemen. GotWords.com. Don't forget to check him out there. Quick break. I'm Jim Blassingham. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.